discussing the sugya of Zechiya, particularly the Shaila, that the Zechiya is mitam shlichus, not mitam shlichus. We have multiple ways of understanding even what those terms mean. But the bottom line is that whether Zechiya is limited by some of the limitations of shlichus was a major machlokes in the Rishonim. So the most important part for our purposes, both for Kedushin Mem Beis and then moving on, was the issue of a katan. Can a person be zeich on behalf of katan on the love of their eisen? So basically boiled down to a question in the Rishonim. We hold that Zechiya is mitam shlichus, and the answer is absolutely not. We hold that Zechiya is not mitam shlichus, and presumably the answer should be yes. So we left off last week with a Gemara in the Sechus Ksubis, Nafir Aleph, which was really the pivotal sugya for our purposes as to how this lumbus plays out in terms of the sugya of Gia Kotov. So I thought we'd just go back to the Aleph and Aleph. I don't think we looked it up inside last time, just to go through a little bit of the sugya of Aleph and Aleph in terms of Gia Kotov and see how this is going to put all the pieces of the puzzle together in terms of Zechi and Shlichus. So if we take a look in Ksubis, Nafir Aleph and Aleph, so right at the beginning of the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Ger Katan, Med Bilmos Adas Beis Din, that a Ger Katan, we can convert him, we can be tovel in the mikvah, as long as a Beis Din is masking to this. The Gemara says, Ma'ka Mashmama, what's the Chiddush of Pasha? It's Chus Uloi, the Zach Lanam Shlo Befana, that's the Chiddush of Rav Huna, that being Jewish is Chus, and therefore Zach Lanam Shlo Befana kicks in. Tanina, we already know this, Zach Lanam Shlo Befana, Vin Chav Lanam Shlo Befana, we know that it's the principle of Zach Lanam. So Ma'al Batayim, I would have said, that I would have said that maybe the goy is not so thrilled about being Jewish. Maybe this little kid would rather remain a non-Jew. So the Gemara gives svaras back and forth, and kamash belong that it's considered to be his chus. So when all the dust settles, Rav Huna's din is pretty straightforward, and it's based on the principle of zachar ovafanav. So many of the Rishonim observe from this Gemara, wait a second, if the Gemara is invoking Zochin as a mechanism to accept the Gerus, and obviously we're talking about a Gerus that rice, it's very unlikely that we're dealing with a Gerus that upon a very, very strange concept. Tosis opens that up, at least for discussion. Maybe it's a Gerus Rabbanim, which is a very, very strange concept. But Rubin the Rishonim hold that not even on the radar screen. Obviously we're dealing with someone who's becoming a Ger on the level of their eyes. So, and as such, how do we explain it? If Zechiyah doesn't work for Katan, so this katan is a katan, it's about the katan. So how in the world can Zachar have a fun of work on a love of their eyes? So that's the kasha we left off with the list. So Tafa, some Rishonim said, you see from here, that Tafa there is a chiyuv for katan in that term. That's what half the Rishonim said based on this Gemara. But those who are cholek, how would they respond to this argument? So we spoke a little bit about this in one of the previous sugyas. We quoted a comment of the Shach. The Shach, remember back a couple of weeks ago in Hukhas Pidgin Aben, but the Shach develops a yesod that even if Zochin for a Katan is only Midrabanan, that means regular Zochin. That means plain and simple Zochin. But Zochin Ayyade Beis Din is a whole different ballgame. What's the source for that? So back to the Gemara Kedushin back in the days, when the Gemara was trying to figure out what do we learn out from the phrase Venasi Yechot. What's the significance of the Pasuk Venasi Yechot that the Nesiim split up Eretz Yisrael? It wasn't Betorah Shlichos, it wasn't Betorah Zechiyah. What was it? Apotropos. The Gemara said it, the Beis of Aleph. That was the source that when you have Yisomim, the Beis then appoints a guardian, and the guardian acts on behalf of the Yisomim that works in that Torah. That's the Parashat of Nasi Yachad as recorded in the end of Sefer Bamidbar. So it comes to Shach and says, what does Apotropos really mean? Apotropos means that you're not an individual acting on behalf of another individual. You're a court-appointed trustee. You're a person. That's your job. Your job is to be appointed to act. You're shliach Beis Din, in effect. So Zechiyah that's done, derech Beis Din, done under the auspices of a Beis Din, that's for sure min haTorah, says the Shach. That for sure works with their eyes. It works by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. It works by, remember, a couple weeks ago, Frosh HaTumas in Nisrus. And it works by Ger Katan as well. And he says, the Shach, that's why, even those Rishonim say that there's no Zechiyah for Katan in the Torah, that's plain and simple, regular Zechiyah. But the Zechiyah, derech Beis Din, Mitropos, that for sure exists, that for sure exists on the level of their eyes. Now, if you remember when we learned that sugya back a few weeks ago about Apotropos, so we pointed out that this Shach is highly controversial because the original source of Apotropos was by dividing up property. Now, the Gemara in Gittin Nafin Beis did extend it to Hafrashas Trumas and Maizras. But remember, we quoted a couple weeks ago from the Ketzos, who said the only reason why Chazal were able to extrapolate from dividing Eretz Israel to separate terms and Isis on Yafra Katan is because if you think about it conceptually, separating terms and Isis is not all that different than dividing up a partnership, than dividing up Yerusha. Because the Kohen and Levi own a little bit of the Shia, they have a little bit of a Chek, a little bit of the Mamunus in your grain, in your produce. So the Ketzais argued that the only thing that Apotropos can do is to divide up pre-existing own property. That's the Chiddush of Avinasi Yechud, that even though the children are under the age of a mitzvah, the Beis Din has the right and the authority and the responsibility to appoint an apotropos, and the apotropos can do a chalukas ha-shutfis. So just as an apotropos can do chalukas ha-shutfis, well, the Gemara says you can do a fresh tumas and maizis, which is nothing more than just a fancy chalukas ha-shutfis. But you want to take apotropos to the next level. You want to let an apotropos do dinim, other kind of dinim. You want to let an apotropos be megayer somebody. So the Ketzais would argue back to the Shach. Where's the mokh for that? Vishteit the chumash, vishteit the nasi yachad. There's such a parasha. Anytime you're not doing a simple chalukas hashutfis, a division of the pre-existing assets of the Yisomim, or the halakha equivalent of Rashums and Maizras, so then apotropos has no koach whatsoever. If so, I'm going to write back to square one, back to regular Zechiah. So the Shach's approach was a fascinating approach, but it's only true in the worldview of the Shach, who believes that Apotropos has this all-encompassing, all-powerful institution called Apotropos. So we're back to square one. We're still looking, how do you explain away what's going on in this sugya? You can have a Zechiah for a katan if you can't have Shlichus. So the Tosfos in Maseches Ksubos in Daf Yud Aleph takes another approach, takes another suggestion to try to show why maybe the Zechiyah of Ger Katan is different from regular Zechiyah. So if you take a look on Daf Yud Aleph from the bottom of the Tosfos, so the long Tosfos by Bilnas Odas Beis Din, so the very, very end, Tosfos writes, take a look, about five lines is off in the bottom of the text. First one is Ki Yisrael. So the Alpha Gav, the Zechiyah Mitam Shalichos, even though the Balei Taisis believe that Zechiyah is Mitam Shalichos, the Ein Lo Shalichos Min HaTorah, and a Katan doesn't have the ability to appoint the Shalich with the Raisa, Hani Mila B'Dav Sheish Bok Tzas Chova. That's something which is not 100% beneficial. Kigo, Mahafish Chuvoso, even though the Katan says, please be Mahafish the Chuvah for me, it's still being mapish true for somebody is not absolutely in their best interests. The Shema Yerotz L'Potem Chidachas means, in theory, a person can be mafresh one small grain of truma. When the katan appoints the shliach to be mafresh 20 grains for me, so I have no right to act on his behalf because he's a la bardas, and he has no right to really make a decision what he wants to give, what doesn't want to give. Whatever he says is botlum avutol. So I'm going to go ahead and be mafresh 20 grains al smach aminu shlichos that you have no right to do. Since there's something detrimental about acting on his behalf, you have no right to do something against the potential best interest of the katan. Maybe the katan would have wanted, if he was a gadol, maybe he would have wanted to give more. So if I'm only giving 20, I'm also doing something that's not in his best interest. Says Tosfos, becoming Jewish is like a chuz gomer. It's unbelievable. What's negative? There's nothing bad about it. It was a little bit shaky because the Gemara wasn't even sure that it knew certain that it was even good or bad, so to speak. But Tosfos says, but when all the dust settles, being Jewish is absolute. It's an objective chuz, and therefore, b'chi agavna yeh zechiyah l'kotah. So Tosfos is still convinced that zechiyah and shlichus are basically the same, but they still have a b'chein part ways in terms of this nekuda. There's no shlichus for a katan, because shlichus always has the possibility of being negative. The zechiyah, by definition, is always positive, always advantageous. There would be zechiyah for a katan. So we're really, really, really working on it. You see the Rishonim struggling, you see the Shach struggling, everyone's trying to figure out. On the one hand, we don't really think there's zechiyah for a katan. Normal zechiyah for a katan, there isn't. On the other hand, zechiyah for a katan, Bilas Aldaz Beis Din. The Shach gave his answer, it's Apotropos, it's his answer, it's supposed to go. Everyone's searching, everyone's looking to try to figure out what's going on.
Well, what's the logic behind Tosfos? I mean, it sounds nice, but it's... So what if it's pure good? How can the Bardas...
It sounds...
How can the work on Shuchas if the Bardas cannot afford to show you?
Right, right. I mean, how would the
world...
Right, right.
So what if it's only good?
Right. No, it's very difficult to understand because we don't want to go down the route of Rebbe Kivega. Remember from last week, Rebbe Kivega said that the whole chisaron of Shlitas Rakotin is the chisaron of the Minud, where we had a kasha, it was his son's kasha from Chotzer. So we don't want to go down that route. So I'm not sure what Tosfos means with this. I don't know. So if I say, what's pressuring all the Rishonim? All the Rishonim who hold that fundamentally there's no Zechiah when there's no Shlichos, what's bothering them? This is Gemara Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph. Because the Gemara says, Zochlo Shulfanav is the mechanism, this is the engine that's driving Yerkotim. Instead of doing a surgery on Zechiah and Shlichos, maybe we should be analyzing this Gemara, or reanalyzing, or reformulating this Gemara. Maybe what the Gemara says is not quite the way we've been presenting it. What we thought we read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanina Zach Shalom Mufanav. It sounds pretty clear for the Gemara that Zochin is the engine that's driving Gerkoton. Not necessarily. Let's take a look at the Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin. Now, the reason I didn't tell to bring Sanhedrin is because it's still on the Maamar Kamos from the last Gilgal. For those who don't have a Gemara Sanhedrin, it's either on your phone from Sabbath Chesed Mebeis, one of the other Shirim, I don't remember which one, or if not, we have a couple of Gemara Sanhedrins here. Sanhedrin Samech Chesed and Beis.
March 14th.
Sanhedrin Samech Chesed and Beis one? So it's towards the bottom of the Tosfos, Samech Chesed Beis, a long, long Tosfos. It's about seven or so lines up from the bottom, seven or eight lines. The first one line is Mayim, Maikam Ashkelon. Right? You want to see it? The first one line is Maikam Ashkelon. The Dearest is Tosfos. The Schia, the Geirus. Lo domi l'shar zechias. Yeah?
Maybe we're not looking at the same thing. Oh, yeah, so in ours starts over here.
So Tosfos says the zochin the yodam should live in front of a ksubas daf yud aleph of geirus of gekotan is not the regular zechia that we've been talking about. How is it so fundamentally different than the other zechias? The mashe beis din mabilno so. The fact that Beis Din is totaling him, they're not doing it out of Zoch L'Shon L'Fonov. Hello, who Zoch Be'atzmo U'Begufo Shinasa Ger V'Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. If you think about it for a minute, the example of Ger Koton and the example of giving a gift to somebody are so different from one another. What's the fundamental difference? I want to give you a gift. You're not around, so I give it to somebody else. You're not doing anything. You're physically not participating in this Kabbalah Matan at all. You're not doing the Maisikin, you're not providing that. You're sleeping, you're in Australia, I'm giving the gift in New Jersey. You're not even close. That's Zoch Zob Shalom. That's classic Zoch Shalom. That's not what's going on in Gekhotan. In Gekhotan, who's getting wet? The baby. Who's going to the war? The baby. So the Geirus, the tefillah is being done, the Gufa Geir. So that's not really Zoch Shalom Fanav in the first place. It's so radically different from Zoch Shalom Fanav. And therefore Tosfos says, Now we understand why it's not limited by Ein Zechir L'Kofar, because it's not Zochen. It's B'chol Matzav, this is not the parasha of Zochen. So it's a great pshat. What's the problem? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in Ksuba, step it off. It was this black and white. Over Rav Huda, Gekon, Mabiru, Zochen, and Shabbat. The Gemara says, but if I didn't have a Gemara, it would have made a lot of sense. Once the Gemara says to me explicitly that it's based on Zochen, what in the world is Tosfos mean? The Tosfos continues. The Tosfos asks of themselves about the part which sued this Tanina, Zochlam shall be fond of Mishalim al Tema of the Kichabit Ker Nichalei. Haina Mishum. This is about Tosfos tightens up the marks of this. Haina Mishum. The Mhoisa Chavaso, Lohoya Labeis din Lis Matsea Lahach Nisgufo, Bidavish Yesh Lo Chava. Let's just say without lying. Tosfos is saying a sociological phenomenon. Namely, the Gemara is asking a very, very different question, Super Stephen Aleph. The Gemara is asking not how the Gairus is working, but what's the Gemara asking? Why are you doing such a thing? Why in the world are you doing? What gives you the right to do such a silly thing? You're taking a Goyishin kid, there's nothing wrong with this child, and you're throwing him into the mikvah, making chayv and mitzvahs. Like, mehechet teisi, you're doing such a thing. Who gave you the authority to do such a thing? Why would you want to do such a thing? To which the Gemara answers, you know why we would want to do such a thing? Because being Jewish is good, and you see that licked in that loch of Zach Shalva Farab is this understood principle that it's good to do things that are good for people. It's a positive thing. It's a healthy thing. It's a good thing. It's a productive thing to help make this person Jewish. Zachin the Adam Shalva Farab is the source for why we're doing what we're doing. But are the mechanics of Geirus being Chal based on Zach Shalva Farab? No. You know what the mechanics of Geirus are being Chal based on? What's being based on? What are the mechanics of this Geirus? Do you need Zochin for the mechanics of this Geirus? No. When do you need Zochin? That's for the fellow who's in Australia who wants to get the gift in New Jersey. He's not here. He's physically not here. Luckily, he's here. So you need Zochin. Here, what do you need Zochin for? The kid's going to the water of the mikvah. So we're doing tefillah. This idea. A non-Jewish child going into the mikvah is coming out of the mikvah. Tefillah was done. Tefillah Segeir was done. I don't need Zochin. I'm trying to have fun of it. The Geirus happens on its own. The only reason why I need Zochin is not for the mechanics of how the Geirus works, but rather as a rationale to why I'm doing such what seems to be an absurd, almost inappropriate thing in the first place. That's what Tosfos and Hedrin says. The advantages of this Tosfos is gevaldik, because according to this new Maharat, this rather not new way of reading these going to this, it turns out that the kasha of all the Rishonim, how could there be Zechiyah, a gevaldik shrigan, he's a katan, what's the answer? You're right, there is no Zechiyah, no chinam. The question is better than the answer. The Taka is no Zechiyah. The Taka is no Zechiyah. Obviously, all the Rishonim who didn't learn the Gemara that way, Tosfos and Ksubas did not learn the Gemara that way, Shach didn't learn the Gemara that way, other Rishonim didn't learn the Gemara that way, all the other Rishonim took the Gemara, Mamash Kipshit took the Mashmal, that it's based on the mechanics of Zechiyah. And therefore, they have to plug in what are the mechanics of Zechiyah for a content. So we have at least four different biurim now so far in this Gemara. This cryptic, ambiguous Gemara about Get Kotlin, a subject to Gedach Shalva Farab. So conventional wisdom is, the Gemara is telling us that the halachic mechanism is Zachalan Shalva Farab, which of course raises the question, raises the problem, how can there be if there's no Sechir for Kotlin? So either conclusion is, yes, Sechir L'Kotlin, that's what half the Rishonim say, or normally no Sechir L'Kotlin, but this Sechir is different. Either the Zechiyah is different, as Tosfos says, because it's a Zechus Gomor, or the Zechiyah is different because it's being supervised, authorized by the Beza, like the Shan says. Those are the three, in a sense, conventional wisdom approaches. That yes, the Gemara Ksubas is based on Zochin, and Afal Pichein, we can explain away why either always Zechiyah works for Kotlin, or at least sometimes Zechiyah works for Kotlin. And the fourth, unconventional way, is Tosfos Sanhedrin, where Tosfos says, we got the whole thing wrong, it's not based on Zochin altogether. Zachlin was just addressing a sociological issue, why we're doing what we're doing, but halachically was based on not Segeir's conclusion. It's odd kind of thing.
So it's not generalizable. The halacha over here is not generalizable.
Right, the chlam is because the emphasis is because it has nothing to do with Zachlin. It's not Zachlin, the chlam. So it's interesting. This machlokes, the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, again, it's just about everybody else. Touches on something we spoke about this on many, many occasions. Very often you have to be very careful in halacha. whether you're dealing with a halachic mechanism or you're dealing with background reason why we're doing such and such a thing. This is the famous, the Rav's Marshal. We've given this Marshal many times. The Rav, you call it the Adam Bar Marshal. And remember the Adam Bar? We've mentioned it before. The Adam Bar Marshal. Somebody wrote some article. It was one of those things on the borderline, of course, probably on the wrong side of the border. You know, saying that Chazal said a certain thing because there was a certain economic need, a certain such sociological need, a certain political need, and therefore Chazal came up and made up the following such and such. That's pretty much epiclesis. But we have sugyos in the Gemara that talk about there was an economic need for Prisbul, so Hillel made a dagona for Prisbul. And you have several sugyos like that. So the Rav explained with the following motion. He said, when do you say that, when you don't say that? He said, if somebody would ask you, explain to me why the, how the atom bomb works. Explain to me, give me the physics, give me the chemistry, how the atom bomb works. So a guy would say to you, I'll tell you how the atom bomb works. The atom bomb works because the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and there was a war. And the Americans realized that in order to win the war, they have to drop an atom bomb. That's why and how the atom bomb works. Crazy. That's not why the atom bomb works. The atom bomb works because there's certain rules of Teva that the Bosham created called the equals MC squared. We'll find a little bit more complicated than that. But there are a lot of very, very complicated rules, a lot of equations, and you have to sit and figure out, and it took the greatest minds and scientists of the world, you know, years and years to figure out what exactly the physics is of the nuclear reactions. But at the end of the day, there's a rule to it, and the rules have to fit, have to be testable and workable in the laboratory. It could be that there wouldn't have been World War II. It's quite possible that the American government would not have invested hundreds of millions of dollars in the Manhattan Project, and could be that nobody would have gotten to the point of blowing up an atom bomb. World War II was the background as to why we spent all the time and effort to figure out why in the world, how in the world, this thing's going to work. You can't just sit and twiddle your thumbs and say, well, there's a war, we have to win the war, and therefore we have to hope and pray that the bomb works. It doesn't work. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. There has to be a logic, a scientific formula for how it works. So the Rav said, very often people make that mistake. People have this very, very shallow understanding of halacha. And they say, well, the rabbis identify there's a need. And once they identify needs, and then they say, hocus pocus, everything works. Everything's okay. That's how it works. Chazal will identify a need. And there's a big tzarech. There's a sociological tzarech, an economic tzarech, a military tzarech, a political, whatever it is. Then you have to go to the Manhattan Project, go to the laboratory, and figure out, is there a halakhic mechanism that works? Does it meet the rules of nature? The same way there are rules of nature, there are rules of Torah. It's got to fit the rules of Torah. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Gittin Aflam Midvav, that Hillel identified there was a great Tzairach to institute Prisbul. But you can't just institute Prisbul like that. The Gemara asks, but how does it work? So the Gemara explains, because there are Abana and Hefka Bez. There are halakhic principles that have to, the numbers have to add up. If E equals MC squared, you can have war from tomorrow, the bomb is not going to go off. So the Rav said you have to be very, very careful when you're learning a sugya, to always know, are you learning the sociological, economic background as to why Chazal worked on the problem in the first place? Or are you really identifying what the halakhic formula is? So this nuance of difference, this makes all the difference in the world. Every article, and every blog, and every narration like that you hear about, if the rabbis would have just cared enough, they would have done X, Y, and Z. So that's all working with that totally, completely misunderstanding of how the halakhic process works. The rabbis care a lot. They really don't do care. But at the end of the day, if M doesn't equal MC squared, it's not going to work. You can't just make up a formula just because you care. That defeats the entire purpose. That undermines the entire system of Torah. So that idea that the Rav is saying is really the heart and soul of the two Tosfos that we're learning. The Tosfos at head and the Tosfos at heel. When the Gemara says that Zach and Adam shall be fun of, it's behind the parasha of Gekot, behind the Gekot. What does the Gemara mean by that? Does the Gemara mean that is the halakhic mechanism? That's the formula? That is the equation? Ger Katan works because there's a halakhic formula called Zach Lam Shabbat Fanov? That's how Tosfos in Masechet Ksuvos understood. And then Tosfos was bothered. Hey, wait a second. If it's based on the logic formula of Zachar Shavafanav, so then the numbers have to add up, and they don't add up, because there's no Zachir for Katan. So quick, you have to figure out, maybe there is a Zachir for Katan, maybe there's a different Zachir because it's a Zchus Goma, maybe there's a different because it's like they based it. Everyone's got to come up with an Eitzah, with an idea, to show you how the math works, how the equation works, how Zachar is the mechanism as to why the house, the heart and soul of Agar Katan works. According to Tosfos Sanhedrin, Zachin was not the heart and soul of how it works. Zachin was not the mechanics of how it works. Zachin wasn't the equation of how it works. What was the equation? A totally different equation. That the child is going into the mikvah, getting wet. That's the tefillah. Zachin was just the background. Zachin was, do we have a right? Is it morally, ethically right that they should non-Jewish child throw him into the mikvah and make him Jewish? They should taste we should do such things. So the answer is we do those things, such things. We see that the Torah accepts such an idea. We see that the Torah says it's fine to do nice things for people. We see the Torah says it's okay to pick up gifts on behalf of other people. We see there's a parasha in the Torah called Zachar Shavafanav. Once the Torah recognizes this idea that it's a good, positive thing for society to help people out, Zachar Shavafanav, that gives the bais din the right to go full force ahead and be magarid their katan, not because Zachar Shavafanav lets them do it. Zachar Shavafanav is the background to how they were able to go to the and make the equation in the first place. But the equation is not Zachar. The equation is Nasa Geirus for the Kushikon.
So the whole mechanics of the Geirus according to the Torah is almost like a Chok. It's a din Minotaur.
Well, it's a din Minotaur. Geirus for sure, din Minotaur.
No, I mean, sometimes we have mechanism and only with that mechanism or with that shear can you be mechanical.
That's right. Geirus got to work with the mechanism. You can't just have hocus pocus and guys that are not Jewish and become Jewish. It's got a very, very specific din Minotaur. Meaning, tefillah, whatever those din Minotaur are. So now, Tosfos Suba says that the person is a katan, so he has nothing, he has no shaykhs to do anything. So we have to invoke Zachar, and Tosfos gets to pick up what Zachar does work for katan. Whereas Tosfos and Sanhedrin says, you don't need Zachar. Throw him, get into the victim. That's the Geirus.
How does the Tosfos and Sanhedrin deal with the fact that the Maisa Tevilah, without
Das, Otazoi, very good, excellent. Dr. Fixture is now trying to defend the Tosfos Suba. What Tosfos Sanhedrin says is so poshut, why didn't anybody else say it? So the answer is because it's not so poshut, it's very hard to even understand. Tosfos says that without Zachin you have a Geirus Gemur. You have a full fledged, 100% kosher Geirus even without Zachin. Why? It's Nasa Geirus for Gufa Shokotin. Because the child went into the mikvah. The child went swimming. The child took a bath. The child looked up. What do you think of water is not a Geirus? It's a Geirus together with the whole picture of the Kabbalah. So the whole picture of Geirus is not there. So what's Tosfos trying to get in Sanhedrin? What does Tosfos mean in Sanhedrin? So we continue a little bit to understand what Tosfos is saying. But before we get to the answer to your question, we have to go back to Gemara Suba for this.
So according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, would that work for an adult who didn't have Kavana and did Tevilah? And then afterwards, the Maaseh goes back and said, oh, I did the Tevilah, I didn't have Kavanah, and therefore, according to Tosfos, he would be
I'll tell you a secret, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it would work. According to Tosfos, this is nothing unique to Gekotan, really. This is Nasa Geirus, B'Guf HaShokotan. Let's go back to the Gemara Ksubas for a moment, because there's a line in the Gemara that has to be understood in light of both of these Tosfos. Comes the Gemara and Tafid Aleph and Aleph. The first one along is Bamai. It's about 15 lines or so down from where the Gemara starts. First one along is Bamai. Amr of Yosef, Higdilu Yecholin Limchos. Says of Yosef, for whom is 100% right, there's a din of Yekotin in the Torah, but guess what? The child. Right at when they reach Bas Mitzvah, right around that point, Higdilu has the ability to be Moshe, to declare, I don't want the Jewish in the first place. Get me out of this, I'm not interested. And they can be under the Geirus, I'm afraid. They can unravel the entire Geirus. The whole Geirus was lost, it was null and void. Now normally that's impossible. A person converts, the Gemara says, Yavavas, once a person is the guy, even if they decide to go back again, to becoming a good again, Yisrael, Shechot Yisrael. Once a person goes to the mikvah, the Shem Geirus, it's done. He's Jewish for life. Nothing he could possibly do to unravel that Geirus. But Yekotan can. Why should there be such a deal with chalmut? Let's think it to ourselves. What? Let's think it through. So according to Tosfos, it was at the Ksuvah, it's according to Shach, conventional wisdom, that Yerkotan is based on Zochin. This is not all that different than the other Zochin. Let's say, for example, I want to give Reuben a gift. Reuben's in China. So I go ahead and I give it to Shimon, say, Shimon, do me a favor, pick it up from the heavens. Reuben comes back a week later and says, I say to him, here's the good news, I gave you a gift last week. So Reuben gets so angry, says, I don't want your gifts, I don't want to give a Shimon to your son, I don't want that gift. So Gemara says, "Prepare Shimon Batsra." The Gemara in Yosef Lafreira came out. The gift wasn't a gift. Why? Because he declared it wasn't a schos. It appeared to us to be a schos. According to our objective, honest reading of the situation, we thought he would appreciate getting the sefer, but he wasn't also that he didn't. So once he comes and tells us that he never wanted the gift in the first place, retroactively the entire gift was null and void. So if that's the case, then the same should be true. But Yekotah that he did Yichal Nimchos. That once the child comes forward, it doesn't mean physically, because he was always here physically, it means halachically coming forward, the age of 30, he's the about the third bar mitzvah, and he says, wait a second, get me out of this. He says, the first bar mitzvah, you get there, I don't want this anymore. His father says, Parksha Taran, he says, no, I'm done, Parksha Taran, literally, I'm done, I don't want to add this religion. So comes the Gemara and says, so he has a right to be Moshe, which makes a lot of sense, because the whole mechanism of the heirs in the first place is based on Zochim. Easy come, easy go. Once he declares, it's not his chos. But Rabbi Isaiah, according to Tosfos, according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, who understood that Yerkot is not even based on Zochim or Shulafana, it's based on something entirely different. It's based on the physical Nasa, Hagerus, Bagufa, Shokotan. So what do you mean, deal Chomim, please? The Yerkot is no different than the Yerkot. The Yerkot came back out. How can the Yerkot back out? It's not based on Zochim. We're not undoing this chos. There never was a chos. Zochim doesn't work for Kot. So what's Pshat? So Tosfos and Sanhedrin has a fascinating way of understanding what the Gemara means in Ksuvah Sefirah. So let's go back to that Tosfos for a minute.
Why is it a problem to say that Kotan has to wait to his bar mitzvah? Why do we have to tie it to Tefillah? Why is it just that he gets to a certain point, and at that point, he has a certain kiyum at that age, and to go forward, he requires, just this Hess game that he's...
Why? Based on what? That's what we're looking for. Why? What is that based on?
Because he's become a new person. He's become a chiyuv b'mitzvah.
Normally, we don't ask a person, a kid turns by mitzvah, we don't ask for his vote, but he wants to become chayv mitzvah. So, if you tell me that once the gayer is hot...
Because he's relying on the fact that his mother was Jewish.
But if you tell me that the Geirus was Chav, because Nasa Geirus, Rav Shokotel, like Tosfos and Sanhedrin used that phrase, so then this 5-year-old kid is 100% Jewish.
But it's like me. It's like a girl who's sold by her father, by her brother, and
that's only Midrabban, and that's a special din by Kiddushin Midrabban. Doesn't apply by the name of the right. If the father marries her off, she has no veto power at 12.
It sounds like L'chatchila, the Geirus was Talmi.
So questions: how does that work? What's that based on? We have to be consistent. Either we believe that the Tosha sentence that we read it together. Nasa Geirus Begufo Shel Kotan. That meant the kid went into the mikveh. He's Jewish. We don't need zochid. So what? Why does anything change in 6 months from now? In 5 years from now?
Because he's missing the Nasa.
What's it? So Henry, you're already adding something to the sukkah. He's missing something. I'm not yet sure what he's missing. We're going to find out in a moment. So comes Tosfos and Henry and Daf Samaches in the days. 3 lines from the bottom now. 3 lines from the bottom of that long Tosfos. The very, very last line, the very, very last word in the law. So Tosfos developed the Yisod, the Shittos, and said, the Samachas and the that the Geirus is Nasa Bechupa Shokotan, and you don't need Zochin. V'yaf al-gav, the Amrin and the Ksubis, Higdilichon and Limchos. Even though there's the din of Higdilichon and Limchos, nevertheless, the Gemara says, Amrin and the Ksugav l'sho'achas v'lo michu. Once they turn by mitzvah and an hour goes by and they come to shul, they put on tefillah, once they start to practice Judaism after by mitzvah, it's too late. Shuv nichon limchos. The ma'alu milu tefillah shokat nashayis v'gufam. And listen to Tosfos. The ein chaserim, the two magic words, ele kabolas mitzvahs. Umitok shegadlu v'lo michu hainu kabolah. What did Tosfos say? A totally different picture of what's going on. Tosfos said, when you put this child into the mikvah, the geirus was not complete. The tvilas geirus was complete. The tvilas geirus doesn't need zachin. But the geirus is not complete. Why? Because geirus doesn't only entail through jumping into a pool of water, it also involves kabbalas mitzvahs. And if there wasn't a kabbalas mitzvahs, then the tvilah was no different than going swimming. It was didn't become Jewish. Says Tosfos, how in the world do you do kabbalas mitzvahs on a three-year-old? Tvilah on a three-year-old you can do. Kabbalas mitzvahs? In order to have kabbalas mitzvahs, you have to have kabbalah, means you have to be bar da'as to accept what you say. When is the kabbalas mitzvahs going to take place? When he turns by mitzvah. What's going to be the form of the kabbalas mitzvahs? The normal form of kabbalas mitzvahs means three rabbanim, the three dayanim interview the person, they talk to the person, they ask certain questions, and the person responds. Then they do a set kabbalas mitzvahs in the mikvah right before the person goes down. They do another kabbalas mitzvahs. And then there's the third kind of kabbalas mitzvahs. You know what it is? Just being yourself. Just being Jewish. Coming to shul in the morning, putting on tefillin in the morning. The girl was, keeps kosher, keeping Shabbos. That is the kabbalas mitzvahs for the kotel. And it's totally the only thing. The gayness of a gay brother is telling you, I need to see, is it going to be a kabbalas mitzvahs or not? And that will be determined at the age of bar mitzvah. And if the gay kotel of the gayness of the dana is moicha, Igloy Mills says she never had it. He never had a kabbalas mitzvah in the first place. He never had a kabbalas mitzvah. It was never the gayness.
So let's take it to an adult. He does the process.
So he does tefillah without kabbalas mitzvahs.
He does tefillah.
Right, with no kabbalas mitzvahs.
And he doesn't yet do kabbalas mitzvahs.
Right.
He can't do kabbalas mitzvahs before tefillah.
Well, he does. Kabbalas mitzvahs is always before tefillah. Kabbalas mitzvahs is always. That usually the correct stage is kibel, malon, so yeah, then you do the tefillah.
Oh, so it's a clear thing to validate Tosfos. It's the tremendous chisara. There's no maaseh.
You mean, okay, so Henry, a minute ago, you didn't know what Tosfos meant. Now you're telling me you're on Tosfos' team. So now Tosfos makes a lot of sense. Tosfos convinced us that
it's no maaseh, though.
Tosfos had a whole...
No maaseh. By which fact, it's like almost like mechlal lav at the shemeh.
Right.
By which fact, person just like shed al nasi, he's just doing his normal thing.
But it's like Shushan Shah, it's like staying still on Shabbos. It is a maaseh, but it says that the maaseh is not necessarily a maaseh of... It's a bechira. It's an eternal maisa, and the maisa then is manifested in the behavior, and the behavior then proves the fact that it's there. He doesn't have any behavior. He doesn't have any maisa. He has no bechira.
Okay, so we have two very, very different pictures of what's going on in this game. Everyone's starting out with a non-Jewish kid, and the kids turn Jewish at the end. Everyone agrees to such a principle. That's never an argument. But how is it happening? One of the mechanics are radically different. Tosfos Subis and the Shach and the conventional wisdom is the Geirus is basically invoking the principle of Zachar Shalom. That's the real engine behind the Geirus. Elolah, just as in Chesha Mishpat you can undo a Zachiyah by saying for me it's not a personal Zachiyah, so too you can undo the Geirus by saying for me it's not a Zachiyah. According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, the Geirus was not based on Zachin, because Zachin means when the person's not doing anything physical. So it was based on a regular maisa and asa gears from Shukotan. The only reason why you can undo the verse is based on a total different quirk, because of the lack of kabbalas mitzvahs that is yet present while he's a katan. So he turns by mitzvah, then he will or will not do the kabbalas mitzvahs. So a very, very different picture. Extremely different picture. So basically, can anyone give us enough kibbina between the two? At the end of the day, the gears works, at the end of the day, he can back out. So does it make much of a difference? So there is a din in Chesh Mishpat that if I do a zechiyah for you, and then when you find out about it, you say you're not interested, so the Gemara says the fair, you should get back out. Fair, you should come up, so you can back out for the zechiyah. The Rashba, in the first Bible says Kedushin, writes, Lulei de Mistafina, if I wouldn't be afraid, says the Rashba, I would say as follows. Bamed de Bamimum, you can back out from a zechiyah. That's if the Zachin wasn't 100% clear that it was Zachin in the first place. Giving a gift to somebody, most people like it, some people don't like it. They don't want to be bound to anybody for sure, I don't want your gift. Don't give me anything else. But sometimes, says the Rashba, you have something that's so clear cut as a source, every normal sane person uses it as a source. It's called the Lachos Chuskoma. Says the Rashba, But medivam amurim, you can back out from a source, that's a subjective source. But an absolute 1000% objective source of source gomer, tomorrow with everything, you back out. It's not a source. Who are you kidding? But with that, it's not a source. It's a source. The Rashba says, he's afraid to say it because others didn't say it, but he thinks it's evidence. What would the din be if a child converts? And it's not pshat that we're guessing it's probably to his advantage. So 80% chance it's probably good for him, 20% maybe not, to be determined. We know for 100% every person who's looking at this case, every social worker will tell you, this is in the best interest of the child. No, hands down, this is the best interest of the child, to become Jewish. Can that child be moicha 10 years from now, talking about mitzvah? That's a big one for some Rishonim. Some Rishonim would say, Tamed v'amamurim, you can be moicha, that's if it's looks chosi. Feels chosi. It's not chosi. But if it's chos gomor, you can't be moicha. And other Rishonim say, well, how you tell me, there's no chi. What should it then be moicha? If you hold, like the Tosfos in Ksubis, that the ability to be moicha is based on doing this chos, if that Tosfos is right, and the Rosh and Kedushin is right, then the ger katan cannot be moicha if it's chos gomor. But if you deny the Rashba, or even if you accept the Rashba, you hold like the Tosfos Sanhedrin, that the ability to be moicha is not a reflection of being oiked d'schus, but rather the ability to be moicha is a reflection of a chisarn and kabbalas mitzvahs. So when push comes to shove, there was no kabbalas mitzvahs, no chos mitzvahs. He did it chal nuchos has nothing to do with the parish of Zechiah. It has to do with a unique din. It didn't brought to the gerus. That gerus needs kabbalas mitzvahs, and that can't be accomplished before that mitzvah. So it won't make the slightest bit of difference. Otherwise, this was coming. It won't be a case of this was coming. The Gemara discusses a little bit, and then the Mishnah discusses a little bit more, about what's called the Sky of Banaviva. A normal case of Gekotin means, Mavishta, they found the baby. Literally, they found the baby, convert the baby. The Sky of Banaviva means, a non-Jewish family is converting en masse. The whole family is converting together. You have a non-Jewish father, non-Jewish mom, they have a couple of children, they decide to become Jewish. Would anybody in their right mind say that it's not in the absolute 100% best interest of the child to be Jewish? His whole family's not become Jewish, his biological parents are converting him. It's both, this guy and other people, they're converting with him. No, it's really better for him, he should remain a goy and live in somebody else's house. Shouldn't be crazy. So there are some people who say, that in such a case where it's so absolute, crystal clear that it's lit gosoi, kibili chaluchos doesn't apply. That would be in sync with the Tosfos Ksubos. That would be in sync with combining those Ksubos with the Rashba condition. If you hold either against the Rashba or you hold it to Tosfos Sanhedrin, so then kibili chaluchos is always an option. It's also a way out because it's left. In the end of the day, you're lacking kamal sanhedrin. So if I say just one last thing. Tosfos and Sanhedrin is making such a fuss, such a point about Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. That's the Hidush HaMuchos, that's the engine. How? What about the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs in the worldview of Tosfos in Ksubos Tafin Aleph? Where's the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs there? What's the answer, Kosa?
That's lived in the Zechiah.
That's the Zechiah, we're doing Zechiah, the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs also. We're doing Zechiah and everything, we're doing Zechiah. Remember we learned you can have Zechiah on Maisim and Zechiah on Das. So we're doing a zechiyah on the ma'isa tevila. It's like picking up a gift for, on his behalf. So we're doing with putting him into the mikvah. It's a zechiyah on the ma'isa tevila. And just as when I'm a kabbal a gift for somebody, a kabbal says smart for somebody, I'm being zeicha my das and his das. So too the base that is provided the kabbal sevitzis. And that's also called zechiyah shalafan. So when all the dust settles, we have two very, very different models in the Rishonim, 2 days in Tosfos Ksubos and Sanhedrin, what is or not going on in Ger Katan. And the reason why this is such an integral part of our discussion is because what prompted Tosfos Ksubos to ask the Kasha, to get bogged down, to get the Shach, to get the Tosfos, come with all these fancy answers, was because they were really, really bothered with Tzchiyah for Katan, Tzchiyah for Tzchiyah. If you're not convinced Tzchiyah for Katan, if you really think that Tzchiyah can stand on its own 2 feet without Tzchiyah, and yes, Tzchiyah for Katan, then the whole last hour was unnecessary. So once again, we have 3, 4 really mahalchim as to what are the ABCs, what are the mechanics of Gekotan. Is Gekotan based on Zochin? If it's based on Zochin, is it regular Zochin? If it's based on Zochin, is it based in Zochin? If it's based on Zochin, is it super duper? Was Gomer Shpat for Zochin? Or perhaps the fourth possibility comes from Hen is not based on Zochin over here. Nasa Gers Gushu Koton. Yiluchal Mumchos is pivotal because we're going to one group of Rishon. Yiluchal Mumchos is addressing the Zechia angle. But the other group of Rishon, the Sanhedrin, is addressing Kabbalah. So all the pieces of the puzzle come together. Very, very different approaches in Rishon and how to learn Ksuba Stafir Aleph. The end of the day, it all comes down to Kedushim and Beis. Is Zechia Mitam Shlichas? I think.